This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
The question that we've been asking all of this morning is, you know, did you use the MCO period to become an entrepreneur, or did you try to start your own business? Were you making cupcakes? Were you making brownies? Were you doing something else? Let us know if you decided to do that. You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. A couple of responses over on Twitter. We have a tweet from Iqbal. Chris, do you want to read this?
Yeah, although it's not addressed to me. So anyway, just kidding. But Iqbal says, I can really relate to sleeping as the best medicine when I'm spent mentally or physically. I've learned to never deny my body when it wants sleep. To everyone reading / hearing this, no matter if the world's problem is yours, take a nap first. It'll work wonders.
Now, I have used this method for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I've also had heated debates, stroke discussions with people who say, by taking a nap, you are being lazy, right? And for me, I know there are people out there who do feel that way. I strongly disagree with you. Not everybody is the same, you know, and I see a nap, and as do people that I've spoke to in a professional capacity, mm-hmm. as a way of flushing out the impurities of your brain, mm-hmm. you know, and taking time out to just wash everything away and recharge.
Yeah, like right? When your phone's running out of battery, no matter what time it is in the day,
yeah.
you are probably going to recharge it.
Yeah.
Do that for yourself too.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. not everybody works the same way. I know I need a nap, you know, and it's not because I'm getting old. It's just the way in which my brain works.
No, I love naps.
Yeah, I love them. Mm-hmm. I think they're one of the best things ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on to, carry on, Chris.
We
got
do
a message.
Have, yeah, responses on Instagram as well. So our poll hasn't shifted at all, but we do actually have someone who says that they did start something entrepreneurial. So 433M says, I am selling smoked beef due to no salary during the MCO plus no work. I mean, you could let us know where to get that. I mean,
yeah,
not for me, but for Rich. and Hikaria, I love you, says, no talent. I will end up giving out everything for free. PDX3156 also just says, just trying to survive and keep the current job. But the thought crossed my mind a few times.
Mm.
Yeah, fair enough.
Write that thought down.
Write
Don't
it
forget
down.
About it. And if you do have time at some point moving forward,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's something you can look at. Right. Story number three is something we'll take a look at. It's about how YouTube could be your next online mall.
Yeah. So what if you could pick up that trendy coat or those fun sunglasses you saw in a YouTube video right then and there while you're watching? Well, YouTube's working on that because turns out they've launched a test phase to allow some internet users to discover and buy products placed in videos. A good way for brands and influencers, as well as, of course, YouTube themselves, to capitalize on online product placements. So according to an update on their features, YouTube has announced that it will offer some YouTubers the possibility to list certain products or items mentioned in their video, thanks to a new icon that, of course, takes the form of a shopping cart. Located at the bottom left of the screen, the icon will allow easier access to information about the products mentioned or seen in the corresponding video. Thanks to this new option, users will be able to discover other videos about the same products and then, of course, buy them straight away. For the moment, this test phase only concerns residents of the United States who have access to YouTube via the website, but also their Android and iOS apps. Only a limited group of creators will be able to be part of this test, and YouTube has not indicated yet the exact number of new YouTubers involved or whether this new feature will be tested in other countries. But the reason why we're bringing this up is because YouTube is real slow on this trend, in my humble opinion. More and more social networks have been developing features to sell products directly on their platforms like Instagram and WhatsApp. I think we all got that Instagram update where suddenly all of our stuff got moved around and a shopping tab appeared where your notification tab used to be. Even WhatsApp, even through its privacy policy scandals, has also released a lot of business-related features. And while creators on YouTube could already promote items on their channels, this new feature could make product placement even more attractive for brands and thus generate more revenue for YouTube. And also, I mean, for me, I was saying to Rich off-air, this really reminds me of those old shopping channels you used to get where it's like, you know, buy this earrings, call 1-800 earrings now to get $5 off, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But now it's on YouTube, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you look at any of the larger YouTube influencers, you know, they often have, not only do they have product placement and whatever, but they have a vast amount of affiliate links underneath in their comments. And that's because that's another way for these YouTubers to be able to make money, you know.
Yeah.
This shopping cart idea, it's a brilliant idea on behalf of YouTube,
yeah,
you know. But in some ways, my question is, are the YouTubers going to be getting a cut of that click-through?
So where I'm at is it depends a lot on the kinds of products that and the kinds of YouTubers that YouTube is going to start testing this out with first. Because I would be curious to see if these YouTubers are all people who have their own merch.
Interesting, yeah.
So there are a lot of YouTubers who already back in the 2010s would be like, hey, go to YouTubershop.com, get our pins, our t-shirts. And if they start off with that, obviously the YouTubers are going to get a cut of it because it's their merchandise.
Right, right, right.
But it's also a good test run for YouTube to see if this new feature actually works or not.
I think the one thing that I'm not a fan of in terms of, I know you have the YouTube paid app, don't you?
I do.
You subscribe for, so you don't actually see any advertisements,
I'm a YouTube premium customer.
So for us poor people who still see adverts on YouTube, and I know a bunch of YouTubers who kind of complain about this as well. And it's not that they complain that they have to have ads within their videos. They complain about the types of ads and the products that are within those ads. You know, the last thing you need to be seeing if you're watching a vegan video is a well-placed ad by the Golden Arches. You know what I mean? And it kind of puts you off. You don't. And as a YouTuber, you have a choice where the ad is placed, but not who the advertiser is.
And that's also where I think this would be really interesting to follow, if they will sort of, not replace exactly, but, you know, if, for example, you could choose whether or not to feature products in your videos or monetize via ad revenue.
Right.
That sort of thing. Because if you're already doing the product placement in your videos, your video is an ad.
Right? Yeah.
So that could be an interesting idea as well.
Sure. Right. That's all the time that we have for today. We should probably wrap up. We have a quick message from Roshan Kadison. He's a familiar face.
Oh, wow.
He says, oh, I'm a YouTube premium sub too.
Yeah.
Family plan is so good. A much, much better experience. I think I'd give Spotify first before YouTube premium.
I think I also have
Roshan,
Spotify.
I'm trying to save money here. Stop encouraging me to subscribe to more things.
You can do a family plan, and then you can download videos. I mean, I'm not sponsored by YouTube.
Not yet.
Kind of wish I were, though.
Right, time for us to wrap up before somebody else messages in and tells me to subscribe to something else, and I'm such an easy... Anyway.
Wait, sorry. We have a couple more tweets. Sorry, yeah, we have a couple more tweets just from someone that wants to also say that they... did start an entrepreneurship thing in the MCO. It's, yes, the brownie experiment started, really built our security and esteem, bringing joy in the form of brownies throughout Malaysia. It's just an experience, an amazing experience to do something you never thought you were able to do or achieve, and to also build that stream for financial security in uncertain times. So if you want to find them, they're at T Brownie and then X, like the letter X, and then PRMNT on Twitter.
See, all you needed to do, for those of you that had started to become an entrepreneur, was just tweet at us and we mentioned your brand. You see how that worked?
Also, brownies are great.
Brownies are fantastic.
Yeah.
Now it's time to wrap up.
Yes.
If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available very shortly after this show. Get it via the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And if you can't do that, get us over on the website. It is bfm.my. So the stories that we've run through today, we started off with that story.
So we started off with a story about how to move on from entrepreneurial failure.
And then we moved on to how to deal with unmotivation.
And then we talked about how YouTube might let you shop on it now.
And speaking of which, Roshan is still messaging me. He says, and you get music too. Stop it, Roshan. I'm
not
playing.
Yes, Roshan.
No, stop. Right. If you missed the morning run this morning, the breakfast grill rather, it's all about USMA, Malaysian Oil, Gas, Service and Equipment Company. They've seen recent job wins with an order book of more than 1.6 billion ringgit, but with volatile oil prices and key clients tightening their belts, how will this impact their margins and their future earnings? It's with Datuk Kamarul Rezwan. That's all coming up very shortly after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Christine Wong, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. We'll be right back.